Coke session number 13206, Reel 1.
Mr. Revel, Reel 1. Whereabouts were you born, please?
In Salisbury, in Hertfordshire.
And that was in 1920?
1921.
What did your father do for a living?
Well, I suppose, generally speaking, he was either employed as a labourer, and he did, in fact, run a small boot repair business for a time.
Did you go to school in Salisbury?
Yes.
And how old were you when you finished your schooling?
14.
So that would have been in 35?
That's right.
Did you get a job?
Yes. I became an office boy in the offices of a local company which produced malt extract.
And what were you doing when war was declared?
I was still working for the same company, by which time I'd progressed from an office boy to an invoice clerk to a sales ledger clerk.
And what was your reaction to the news that we were at war with Germany?
Well, I suppose, really, it was inevitable that it was going to happen. And furthermore, I began to take an interest in the Royal Air Force as a result of visiting a couple of the local Royal Air Force stations with our village cricket team. This was Royal Air Force Debden, which, of course, was a fighter station, and Royal Air Force North Weald, which was also a fighter station. So when the war came, it looked to me as if I was going to be provided with an opportunity to go into the Royal Air Force, which I wished to do, but which family circumstances dictated I couldn't really. My father had died when I was 16, and I was feeling rather responsible for my mother. And when I talked to her about joining the Royal Air Force before the war, she took the line, well, if the Air Force can provide you with a better home than you've got here, you go and take it. So I elected not to. But, of course, when the war came and I knew that I would obviously be conscripted, I knew then, of course, I would perhaps be able to achieve this interest in getting into the Royal Air Force.
When was it that you joined the RAF?
In 1941. I registered as part of the normal procedure, expressed a preference to go into the Royal Air Force. And I was, in fact, instructed to report to RAF Cardington for an interview in March of 1941.
Before then, had you been in any of the bombing?
Well, my home was 25 miles north of London and was obviously in the area which was, in fact, to some extent involved with Battle of Britain and certainly the Blitz on London.
Did any bombs fall in the Salisbury-Worth area?
Oh, yes. There were a number of sites which were, in fact, hit. Either by, well, shall we say, random bombs or by what appear to be more deliberate attacks.
Can you remember any particular bombs or any particular buildings or roads that were hit?
Well, yes, certainly. There was two or three, I think, hit a row of council houses on the Cambridge Road, in which a friend of our family was killed, Mrs. Falker. She had lived three doors away from us until about the time the war broke out and had been moved into a council house, and it was one of those that was hit at that particular time. And then, of course, the local joinery works, which had been put onto war work, producing wooden aeroplanes like the Oxford and the Mosquito, owned by Sir Walter Lawrence, was hit on one occasion.
That was a stroke of good luck for the German Air Force that they happened to hit there.
Well, I suppose one must assume they might have known what was going on there.
What were the names of the streets where the joinery works and the council houses were situated?
Oh, the council houses were on Cambridge Road, and the factory site known as the joinery works was alongside the River Stort, off the Shearing Mill Lane.
Any other particular bombs or buildings that were hit?
I can't recall anything in particular, but as I said, there was the odd sort of random, perhaps bombs that had been jettisoned or something of this sort, which fell in local fields and so on.
How did the local people take the bombing?
Well, I suppose in the same manner as most other places. It wasn't the sort of thing that you were very pleased to get involved in, but obviously it was a war.
But were people shaken, or was their morale good?
I can't say that morale ever seemed to suffer. There were occasions when we had sleepless nights and things of this sort, but I don't think that morale ever got to a point where one could say there was any sort of panic or anything of that sort.
Did you go into a public shelter during bombing?
No.
Where did you shelter?
My grandmother lived next door to my mother's home, and so we tended to spend time with her and just spent our nights in her kitchen, which was not protected in any way by way of providing shelter, really.
So you didn't shelter under stairs like some people did?
No.
Why not?
There wasn't room under the stairs.
So coming back to you, you're joining the RAF. Can you take it a bit further, please?
Well, as I said, I went along for this interview in March, and they gave me a brief examination to determine whether I was going to be suitable for training as a flight mechanic. And evidently they decided I was suitable. I was attested and then sent home on deferred service, and was in fact called up for full-time service in May of 1941. Again, we had to report to Cardington, during which time we were provided with basic uniform and kit, and after about 3 days by train down to Bournemouth, where I did my recruit training in the streets of Boscombe for about 5 weeks, at the end of which we were given a week's leave and told to report to Royal Air Force St Athan at number 4 School of Technical Training, I think it was its number, where I did a 17-week course as a flight mechanic airframes, had another week's leave and went straight back again to do a further 10 weeks training, converting from a flight mechanic airframes to a fitter 2 airframes.
I'm familiar with the term fitter from pre-war people that I've interviewed, but what's the difference between a flight mechanic airframes and a fitter?
One could say that a flight mechanic was semi-skilled and a fitter was skilled.
So you changed from being semi-skilled to skilled?
Yes.
And then?
My first posting was to RAF Middle Wallop. This was in about February. I think it would be early part of February 1942. And I arrived there at the end of this leave with meeting another group of people who'd also passed out from St Athan at the same time as me, either in the airframe or the engines trade. And as I was saying, I was posted to RAF Middle Wallop in 1942 at the end of my technical training, together with a number of others who'd all been trained at St Athan. Like most of the others, I started my service in the RAF the previous May. My short time at Middle Wallop was spent on the strength of 604 Squadron in their maintenance flight, which took care of night fighter bow fighters of Cat's Eyes Cunningham Squadron.
Was this a City of Something Squadron?
604 was the County of Middlesex Auxiliary Squadron.
Was Cat's Eye Cunningham with the squadron when you joined?
Yes, in fact, he was acting as a station commander at that time.
What kind of a chap was he?
didn't have very much to do with him. I only spent about a fortnight there. He had obviously got a very good reputation.